Blog Talk Radio.
Remove what's not of God.
time to let you know that this past week is going to leave us with precious memories.
He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same.
Remember the time when I was a little girl sitting on my mother's knee. She used to teach me about the old hymns of the church. And I remember seeing the sun go over the mountain. We didn't have street lights. And she would sing us the old hymns of the church. And she used to tell me all the time, baby, you can trust him. I don't care what you're going through, you can always trust him.
I will trust.
You know what she used to tell me? She said, all you have to do is just treat everybody right.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you this morning. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you are doing for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you will do for us. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, that we cry out for mercy. O Father God, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Jesus. The airways, disciples, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus, oh God, wherever we are, we cover with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. We soak our cells, our tissues, our organs, our system in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let it flow like a tsunami, oh God, in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus guide and protect us, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the mighty name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at another time, we put the armor on in the mighty name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's garden of truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We ask you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Father God, release your fresh anointing upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, not the oil from yesterday, not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us like a dove of lightning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for an open heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, open heavens, oh God. Let us walk in open heavens throughout this day in the name of Jesus, throughout this week, oh God. Oh, Father, let your light shine upon us, oh God. Be gracious unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for abundant grace. Let your abundant grace rise upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, abundant grace, oh God, you give your apostles abundant grace. Release your abundant grace upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can do your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, your grace is sufficient for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way in the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the valleys. We thank you for the mountaintop experiences. We thank you, Jesus, that you are always there with us, even in the lion's den. You shut the mouths of the lions. Even in the fiery furnace, Father God, you are the fourth man. You protected us. And you're always protecting us and guiding us. We are so grateful to you, O God. We know that our righteousness is as filthy as rags, but yet and still, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you still look at us, oh God. You still provide for us. You, You never and you will never leave us. So, Father, we thank you for delivering us from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you lift up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We bless you, Lord, for your kindness. Oh, Father, we praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father, you know they're going in and they're coming out. You know everything that concerns their lives. So, Father God, I pray, Father, you will hear your children's prayer and that you will answer in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the earth will work in their favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray that they will eat the increase of the fields of the earth in the name of Jesus, that the earth will come into alignment with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that they will suck, oh God, honey out of the rocks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for oil of gladness to rest upon each and every one this morning. We pray, oh God, that you will direct our steps, oh God. Give us the spirit of discernment. Show us where to go and where not to go. Lead us and guide us. We are totally dependent on you. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name. And so, Lord, this morning, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, O God, and none of me, let your word come forth, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let your word come forth. In the name of Jesus, I hide behind the cross. I decrease and you increase. Holy Spirit, I surrender again to you. Your way. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mark chapter 2, verse 21 and verse 22. This is Jesus speaking. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth, the new piece that filleth it taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles. Also, the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new skins. This is Jesus. But I want you to listen to this. But new wine, new skin. Hallelujah. The problem is, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it took them so long. Some of them did not reach to the promised land. And the ones that reached to the promised land was their children. Not that generation, but their children. Those are the ones that reached to the promised land, including Joshua and Caleb, who had faith in God. Why did the children of Israel not reach to the promised land? It is so simple. Why? Because they were putting new wine in old skin. They got out of Egypt, but they still had Egypt in them. Still have your old habits, old traditions, old ways. It's hard for you to receive what God has in store for you. That's why our minds have to be renewed. Hallelujah. We have our mindset. It's the mindset, and we have to get in that mindset of faith, that mindset of believing Christ and allowing him to work in our lives. Because if we continue to walk with new wine in old wineskin, it will burst. Our lives will become a disaster. And many times people are stubborn to changes in their lives. We like the familiar. And so with the familiar, we don't want changes. We like what we where we were before. We get too comfortable. And God wants to give us new things. He wants to show us new things. But because we refuse, we don't say we don't want to, but we keep it in. We're stubborn. And so it delays our blessings, or sometimes you never receive the blessings. How do you look at it? It's just like a five-year-old child holding a gun. That child would kill themselves. But as that child get older and get trained, know how to handle and get trained, that child will become more comfortable. Why? Because the child has an open mind to receive. What am I saying to you this morning? God wants to do so much. But our minds must be open to receive what he has in store for us so that we can reach to the promises, we can receive those promises that he has made for us, that we can fulfill our destiny. But if we keep walking in tradition and religion and do not want to have experiences in life, will not reach our purpose. The children of Israel, many of them were so stubborn, they died in the desert. They were rebellious, refused to do what he asked them to do. They were always rebellious. Only a few. So they could not reach to the promised land. They could not receive the promises. Only their children, and God said, only your children will receive. My brothers and sisters, God has so much in store for us. It's up to us. And you wonder, so God, why this hasn't happened to me? I prayed, I fasted. Why? Sometimes those things do not happen for you because your mindset. Because you stopped us, we're so stubborn, and we do not see what God is releasing in our lives. And we get so comfortable, and we don't want changes. But as you walk with God, he takes you from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Our mindset must be changed. Let the mind of Christ Jesus be in us so that we can receive those promises from Almighty God. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? What now it shall spring forth? But sometimes when this new thing springing forth, we are afraid. We do not touch it because we're so used to tradition and religion. God wants us to receive his kingdom promises. We are sons and daughters of the King. God wants to bless us exceedingly and abundantly. But it's our mindset. That's why we have to renew our minds. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. In the name of Jesus. So this morning, if you've been wondering why things have not happened for you, take a look at yourself. Are you afraid of change? Are you afraid of the destiny and the plan that God has for your life? If you're not afraid, begin to walk in that new wineskin with that new wine so that you can receive an overflow from our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for your children, for every one of us. Forgive us, O God, for the stubborn and rebellious spirit in us, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Turn things around in our favor. Let this week, O God, be a week of abundant grace and favor in our lives. Let there be testimonies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us receive the word that you have spoken. Oh, God, let us get rid of the old skin and receive the new wine. Help us in our endeavors. Keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you. We adore you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I just want to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I know some people are not here this morning, but I want to say thank you. I'm grateful to each and every one of you, all those that are part of the ministry at or some way connected to the ministry. And there are some of you that have been, most of you have been connected for years. And we appreciate you. We love you. It is not in the quantity, the quality that our prayers can be heard by God and God answers our prayers. I thank God for his grace to pray for the mothers who pray through the day, Monday through Friday. We bless God and we thank God. God is faithful. And I will give a quick testimony and I'm going to close quickly. Everybody know about my son Ricky. I always talk. I don't keep things. I don't hide things when it comes to my children. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God. We bless the fruit of our wombs. Even when the children give us a hard time, they're our children. We cannot do nothing. Our parents have patience with us. So even when your child go through trials and tribulation, it hurts, but what can you do? Pray for that child. Patience with a child as much as it's painful. and I think I gave a testimony before about Ricky. And then I wanted to say that Ricky, I hadn't seen Ricky for 8 years. Even though he came out released July 1st. And we praise God for the release. I gave that testimony when he was finally released July 1st. He was released, and of course, when you get released, you get on probation, and you have to ask before you travel. So he couldn't travel to see us because it said until September 60 days before he can leave the state of Maryland to travel. So I decided, I said, okay, I'm not going to wait for 60 days. He had other stuff he wanted to spend time with his son, Makari. Prophetess Olamatu knows Makari very well. We used to go to her house all the time. So, which is his only child, he had to spend time with Makari and different things. So this weekend, we came to Maryland to see Ricky, me and my husband, because I had not seen my son for 8 years. And I saw him yesterday. In fact, I'm going to his house this morning. But I praise God, and I'm very thankful that God kept him. God kept him, and I'm thankful for everyone. Every one of you on the prayer line, I always pray for him. I just ask you to keep praying for him. A yes and amen. And we bless God because it was joy. I'm overflowing with joy. It is something that I prayed for. I used to pray all the time, Lord, I want to see my child. Do not let anything happen to me. I want to see him. And I praise God that God made it possible for me to see him, spend time with him, in the name of Jesus. So I just want to say to everyone, I appreciate you. Keep praying for him. Keep him lifted in prayers. And we can bless God again in the name of Jesus. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Without your prayers, it wouldn't have happened. It doesn't take one person to pray. It takes everybody to pray. Hallelujah. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. So it's everybody's prayers, not only my prayers, but every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I pray that everything that the Lord has in store for each and every one of you, I pray for that breakthrough to come in your life. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in the Lord. And everything is booked will surely come to pass. When you wait, you praise God. Do what he has called you to do. Do not focus on the problem. Praise God through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Pray for our traveling mercies as we travel back sometime today. God bless you and thank you again. We love you. Thank you.